Blog Talk Radio.
Did I snag you?
Hello.
Hello. You're on SST. We have terrible connection today. These solar flares are not giving us anything to work with.
It's all right. I'm glad I waited. I wasn't sure.
Oh, thank you for calling. So what can I do for you today?
Just my love life. My birthday is coming on August 2nd. I'm just trying to see if you see any changes coming up for me.
Absolutely. Let me pull that up for you. Snag some guys over here. I got some new cards, and we are going to throw them all down. Let's get it. Bear with me here. Thank you. And there we go. Yay! I'm so glad that you were on. I was so worried. I couldn't barely get on today. All right, so general, with love life going on, how has life been treating you otherwise? All righty, so now I can do this here. And you said your birthday is on August 2nd?
August 2nd, yes.
Yes, okay. So let's see what we have. All righty then. What can we hear? All righty. Love life it is. Alrighty, so we're going to go ahead and I am going to wake up. The Wheel of Fortune spins for you, my dear. Quite the scene. Alright, we have past, present, future. And what is at your heading for the moment? On top of you. Interesting. I do see some things coming about. Now, it's going to be definitely something that's going to take a lot of work. You have the Empress. You have the Five of Wands. So it's definitely something that you do want, but it's also something that you do struggle with as well, especially when it comes to the union part and the trusting of the heart with another. So as you are ready to make those steps, remember what you have learned from before and to make sure that you're able to see those nuances and red flags so that way, you know, you're able to pass those little tests that the universe likes to throw out at us. And right now we have the Wheel of Fortune and we do have the Six of Cups. So that's like the nostalgia and feeling of the memories of being in the relationship. So this is the part and area where you're like, manifesting, if you will. So in your nearest future, which is coming in the next 10 weeks, it's the Fool and the Ten of Cups. So you're going to be getting into something definitely for sure. But the Fool is upside down, so it's not like where it's going to be you will be made to a fool, if you will. It seems like it's going to work out for the most part. Definitely some earthy tones, very emotional. So it could be somebody that's definitely an embodiment of that shares the same, if you will, your stationary, where your Venus is in your chart. This looks to be a nice union. You have the air, water, you have a bit of fire there too as well, and you do have the earth element. So it does seem to have a steady foundation, and it is coupled with the Ten of Pentacles, and that's going to be in the distant future. That represents the next 10 months after your first step journey for the 10 weeks. So in the next year, you're going to be going through some definitely interesting situations with this person. There seems to be a lot of fun and a little bit of freedom. Your foundation is the Five of Pentacles, but it is upside down. So instead of being like a window, it's actually a door. So it could be a good time to definitely step into this relationship with this person. It's coming at you pretty fast. I would say the next 6 to 10 weeks is where you're beginning this journey where this person comes into your life. And you start really, the ball starts really rolling quickly after that. Your final card there, now you do have the reverse Three of Swords, so it's like you're going to be healing parts of you that have been broken before. It's not just because of the person, but more of just the way that it's going to make you feel about how the relationship should be. Now the final and future, like this is what's what and what will be. You do have the Sun and you do have the Magician. So we are going to come to this happy place with this new partner. And it's got the Magician. So it's basically you're going to be the one running things and creating that environment. So just make sure that you're doing it in a healthy way.
Well, good. You know, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, because you said something about the past, and I think you said something about your problems, right? Is that what you said? The relationship had problems or something
in
the past?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have someone from my past that I walked away with trying to come back, and just didn't want to be bothered with. So that's probably what you're picking up. The past relationship was trying to come back into my life. So I definitely don't want it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you have someone new also coming in.
Yeah.
The person in the past is not even showing up. But that person in the past did bring up some feelings and the way that you feel about how things are, could be, and what they were. So this is going to definitely be a game changer for you.
Yeah, trust issues and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, I'm glad I called. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and happy early birthday. And I'm going to be back on. I had a recent little bit of an accident and a lot of crazy stuff go on. So I am back, so I will be here more often. So go ahead and just check me out when you can. But thank you for calling. You're on That's the Tea.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely.
My name's
thank
Kate.
You for calling. You guys are waiting. Good to meet you. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Ooh, all right. What can I do for you?
So I can just ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I have this is something that came up last night. So I was in a relationship with this lady for about 5 or 6 years off and on. It ended, so I'll just say that. So then I started moving on, you know, trying to move forward. And I met someone about maybe 3 months ago, and at first things were really, you know, really good. But then I've noticed some things that not as great, and some things that are kind of questionable to me, but still trying to move, you know, take it slow, but see going. Something's happened. I moved into a beautiful home that I love, and I noticed that there was 2 cats that were in the backyard, and I hadn't seen them for a while, but then I would see them again, and 2 black cats. And I'm not a big cat person because I have some allergies, but that, you know, get past all of that, not a big issue. The fast forward, and I'm sorry I'm taking so long on this, but I
know you're good. Go ahead.
In the past 2 weeks since well, 3 weeks, since things have been a little bit difficult with this lady that I've met, something interesting happened. She came to my house for the first time after we had been having some discussion about that. She came to my house last Saturday, and the cats were in, one of the cats were in my yard. I mean, literally in my backyard, closer than it ever has been before, and just stayed and watched us, and it was really weird. What really got crazy, last night she came, we watched the movie. It was very, kind of not really the best feel. We went to sleep, and it was kind of warm, so I got up to raise the window because I didn't have the air conditioner on. When I looked outside, one of the cats was in the, sitting in front of my driveway, literally looking at the house. And I thought, that is the weirdest. And then I kept staring. I couldn't figure out what the cat was looking at. The other cat was sitting on top of her Jeep. I've never had the cat to do something like this. The cats, cats were like, they were all around. And they are more prominent when she's around. Am I missing something? Is there a message that I'm supposed to see or something?
I definitely will be the first one to tell you that yes. Okay, so for me, I definitely, if a black cat crosses my path, it's not that it's bad luck, but it's telling me that something bad this way comes. Every time, never fails.
Yes.
Also, even though you are allergic and you're not really a cat person, you're definitely waking up in a different way in your embodiment of your spirit. And you're starting to hear, see, and notice things that you're supposed to. This is normal. And you're about to tap into something that's very, that is your greatness. That's your magic. It's a good time to start picking up and reading on these things. And don't be scared. It's just your time to wake up. Everybody has a different way or how long it takes, if you will. These black cats are telling you definitely there's, if, pay attention to her nuances. The things she don't say, you know, you can feel what she says when she changes in the conversation. Listen to that. Read between the lines. Those cats are protecting you, and they're helping you and saving you from something. And she's bringing something with her. She's bringing something to your house. So the reason why that cat's doing that, these cats are definitely the gods of the underworld and the middle and world between, the in-between, the limbo. The pathway between the heaven and hell of which is in the mind of the body and the soul. So what they're doing is that they were there already for you. So they're you. They're part of you. They're part of your team. You're meeting your spirit tribe. And your spirit tribe is there to protect you and tell you things. So make sure you're paying attention. And if they are watching her, they're telling you something. So when you're looking into the cat's eyes, just listen between the lines, like read, and you'll hear them. You're going to hear them. That's your, those are your familiars, and those were chosen for you, so don't run from them. Don't be afraid of them, and they know. They know.
That
so,
is
something's
so
up with
wow.
She's bringing bad juju. Okay, so next time your girlfriend or the lady comes over, I want you to do this. If you take salt, take kosher salt, and put it outside your door and do a cross, like a line outside your door from one side to the other. If she does not come in, you know what?
Wow. Okay.
If you say, like, if you stay in your house and people don't want
to
come in, it probably will not have her come back. She got something with her, for sure, 100%.
Yes. And it's so interesting to say that, because the first thing I thought about this morning when I woke up is I have got to sage my house. I've got to sage my house. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, I got chills. My hair is standing up.
It was the wildest thing. And the funny thing about it, I have not seen these cats all day today. So for me to wake up in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock in the morning, and these cats are sitting in front of my house.
That's the witching hour.
And one was sitting on top of her Jeep in my driveway. It freaked me out. Yes. Okay. Because she was about to say something last night that she changed her mind, and then she said something else, and I knew in my spirit That's not what she wanted to say. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you're
you. Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. And I'm trying to hear more
okay.
often. I had a little bit of accident, but I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Oh, well, prayers to you. Thank you so much. And I pray for your continued healing.
Well, thank you. And you have a great day. And I'll be here when you need me. You are on That's the Tea. We are cooking up, y'all. Let's go. Let's do it. What's up, what's up? 512, you are on. Hello, can you hear me? Yep, I can hear
Hello.
You. Where are you calling from? Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, fantastic. What can I do you for?
Yes, I had a question. I had an interview last week, and they called me about a job, and they did say it would be a lateral move, and I'm just wondering if it would be a good job to take, or should I stay at my current position?
All right, fantastic. I'm shuffling the cards now for you. I went ahead and
okay,
pulled my
you.
Original deck. My deck actually disappeared for a bit. I bought a bunch of other ones, but we've got these guys here, and I think these match you. So let's go. All right, let's see what's going on. All right, at the heading, you have the King of Swords to start. So right now is decision time, making the best move forward. All right, your foundation does have the Devil in it. So we definitely are afraid to A, make a move, B, be stuck where we are, C, not do anything at all. So let's see what we have. Temperance is definitely important. Tarot cards are still getting thrown down. We're doing three each in three spots. Six, actually, what are we? One, two, five. Yep, six. All right, so we definitely have a story. All righty, so we
okay.
are looking at, you have the Justice, you have Temperance, and you have the King of Swords. So right now, as you are trying to make those important decisions, you also need to be fair to yourself. Stop being so hard on yourself. And yes, you're perfectly good enough. You can do anything that you put your mind to. So all the little fear parts that do come now and then to give you that little, because we have the two little pieces of our brain from the monkey brain, and they're size of like two kidney beans, basically. And that's what makes you get scared about stuff, because you're going in the right direction. So you're feeling that fear right now? That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, as we are in that moment, you right now, you have the reverse Empress. So things are kind of upside down in some areas. We are in the unknown. You do have the Eight of Pentacles. It is reversed. So we are throwing out seed and killing our garden. Some things are not coming to fully flourishing, and we're not really – I'm that kind of person where I get stressed if I don't know where my money's coming from. So I get where you're feeling on that right there. I feel that. So – you do have the King of Wands, so no worries. Keep throwing yourself out there. But as for this job, now this is the question that we're answering right here, and this is where we're going to get to that. The Queen of Pentacles, the King of Pentacles, and you have the Reverse Three of Wands. Now, as the universe is giving you that go-ahead, staying where you are, and it could go both ways. And that's where on this one, it's going to be – it's not going to be a yes or no definitively, but we're going to try and move towards that so we can get an actual full answer, because I hate when it goes like this. So it could go both ways. If you leave and go to the job that you're trying to go for, you do have the reverse three or five of cups. So if you go to the new job that you want to go to, it won't be terrible, but the grass is not going to be as greener on the other side as you had hoped. If you stay, you have the reverse Seven of Swords. I hate sevens, the Seven of Swords specifically, because when you have Seven of Swords, it's like having people talk about you behind your back, or the workplace not being so great in the environment, and it's just like causing a lot of drama.
Yeah.
That's why
That's kind of what's going on right now. We're losing a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your foundation,
but we don't have that many people.
You have some, I've got characters in your story. I've got females. I've got some names. I've got some people that are mainly there's like two entities here that are causing a lot of the drama at where you work. is causing people to leave, and the environment is completely toxic. Your foundation is the Nine of Wands, the Eight of Swords, and the Eight of Swords is in reverse, which is great on your behalf right now, because the Eight of Swords right side up is basically being worried and having anxiety. Now, as you're still getting that, it's actually for just scared for no real good reason, because you're afraid to make that jump. Now, you do have the Devil. So if you do say you're going to be stuck in this environment and it's going to completely continue ripping you down. Now, if you leave, it's going to do better. It won't be that green on the other side, but it won't be as dramatic. Now, your next three after that, you have the reverse four of wands. So it's not a time of resting. Definitely stay on top. Keep working tiptoe. Throw those resumes out just in case. You do have the Ace of Cups, and you do have the Two of Swords. So as you are, it says to go, leave the job. It won't be fantastic, but it won't be terrible. It's going to be what you want it to be if you make it that way. But when it comes to, like, the catty bullshit, it won't be that much. It's going to be less.
Okay. Yeah, because at my job, I'm really busy. I'm really busy and really stressed, and this is a smaller venue than what I work at now, so I'm hoping it'll be a little less stressful.
Understood, yeah. And I just left a really, really toxic environment. I understand. And I'm going to do one more. Go ahead.
Okay.
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because I think, like, being at this current job, with all the stress that it's bringing, I think that's probably some of the issues of that I'm having, like, stress-wise, like, through my neck and my arm and the numbness and just other issues.
Yeah, that's how you carry your stress.
Health issues.
Mine caused me, like, stomach problems, hole in my stomach, bleeding, anxiety, like, just unneeded stress. I was working in the building, but I wasn't a part of that affiliate. I was like a third party.
Mm-hmm.
So how I even became a problem for this other person, she didn't get the job. I got it. So she, like, did everything in her power to make my life a living hell. Horrible.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, I can't fight you, and it sucks because I want to beat the shit out of you, but I can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
So it sucks.
And that's why, you know, I was like, oh, it's so many decisions. Do I leave? I won't have an office no more. But will my hours and my days not, you know, be so full, you know? Are the people going to be as bad as they are now? So.
Let me tell you, I just got into a place called Tijuana Flex. And I'm a chef normally. And I do cybersecurity as my other business and stuff. I do a lot of shit. I do too much. So they want me up front. That never happens. I can't believe that. I finally got from under. It's so hard once you become a chef. And even if you could do front, when you go to places, they see, like, I have a 7-page resume, blah, 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 all this stuff. I have all these credentials. And they're like, so how do you feel about staying cooking? Like, I want to be a server. So I'm actually moving. In my situation, I'm moving up because I make more money for me. I make 20 bucks an hour, you know. But my suggestion is, girlfriend, go on a need, go scroll all the way down to the career seekers, hit that little button. You can get all of your credentials for $7, $5, $29. And if you take tests on there, your jobs, like, I got my stuff programmed. My resume goes out to any job that's in my criteria that comes up, and they call me for interviews, and I interview them. I put how much money I will accept, what hours I will work. Girl, yes, it's changed my life. I have a 7-8-page resume, and it's impressive. It's impressive. And all I did was sit around and, like, use Indeed, and I did not know that there was this. It's not just applying for jobs. Check it out, Chica. I promise. You will not be disappointed. You'll find so much for you. Like, seriously, it's called Indeed, Indeed.com. INDEED.com.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. You go down there at the end of the page, and you can go find where it says career search or whatever, job seekers. Hit that little button.
Mm-hmm.
So much stuff. Just found out about it. I'm pissed because I went to school for cybersecurity, and I could have paid like $500 to do the same shit. So go check it out. But good luck to you.
Okay.
But yes, people are lining up. I hate
Thank
to
you.
Cut you off. We only got 20 minutes left, but I'll be here more often. I'm healing. I'm better. You know, I get hit by a Corvette and stuff, so on my longboard, I'm okay. I'm good.
No.
So I'll be here more often. Yeah, no problem, girl. I'm here. But you can hit me up, Chica. I'll be here. And that's the tea for you, ma'am. You are on the tea.
Hi. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm
Where
so
are you calling
glad.
From?
Connecticut. I'm so glad I found you on tonight.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Know,
I'm happy to be back.
You had COVID?
I had a little accident. I did get sick, though, before that. Oh, yeah. A drunk driver hit me, and then he ran over my phone and left me. He was drunk with his wife and his powder blue Corvette.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
okay.
It's traumatic.
I am now. It wasn't funny when it happened because I bounced off the car and hit another car, but my backpack saved me and I know how to fall. So there's that. I was not wearing a helmet. I was fucking stupid. I was not wearing my gloves. I could have really been hurt. It was not smart on my part to not ride with that. I was in my town, yeah, but I knew better, you know, but they didn't have to run me over and run away. So, you know,
Absolutely.
But it was okay. It's okay. I'm
well,
here. That's all that matters. And
yeah.
You guys got me. And what can I do for you?
Glad you're okay. You know, you're such a great reader. Do you just do general readings or do you need a question?
Oh, no, I do everything. Whatever's needed.
How about general? Or you
sure,
know what?
Sure.
That or... a partner. I've been single for 30 years, so I'm ready for my lifetime love. Either one, whatever you...
Okay, let's see what comes up.
Do.
Yeah, see that. All right, no problem, I could do that. I think these cards match your personality perfectly. I'm cleaning them now. I am so glad that I was able to get on. We're getting hit really hard in my area, outages, hardcore, and just getting on, it just took forever. So I'm like, oh, my God, is anyone going to be there? And there you guys are. It's meant to be, man. Whenever you guys really, really need me, that's when I'm able to really get on and do my stuff. It never fails every time. I just, you know, I leave it to the universe, and I'm like, if I'm meant to be on and they need me, I'm gonna be on, and every time I do not disappoint. I try my best to be here because you guys, y'all look for me, and I appreciate you guys coming to the page. Everybody's been writing me like, "Where are you? Are you okay?" Someone held a vigil for me because someone told someone else I was dead. So,
oh my God!
I do. Yeah, I was like, "What? I'm dead? Okay, this is the first I've heard." It's amazing, and I'm in 39 countries now, so it's, like, really amazing how many people, like, are here and listening and, like, care if I'm on or not. I'm just like, wow, thank you.
That's
All
neat.
Right, ma'am, we are clear and good. Let's do it. All right, so right now you do have the Two of Pentacles to begin. That's a good place to start, too. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, there's something coming. It's a trick. Don't believe it. Not my favorite thing to tell you, but this must be the test before the big one.
Okay.
I see. Okay, so what you're asking for, right? You're manifesting right now, and that's, I'm picking this up. But while you're manifesting, as your light is shining, much like bugs to a zapper, things will come out. Lonely hearts attract monsters. So as you're manifesting, I want you to make sure that you're not leaving holes because if you have holes, you're going to attract bugs, and they're going to try and fill them, and that's not good.
Okay.
So we do have, I see a bug that's going to try and fly into your view. Okay, so here we go. You've got a 9, a 1, and a 2. You've got the 2 of Pentacles, the 8 of Pentacles, the 9 of Swords. So this is something that you are ready for, but there is a problem. Okay, so there's something not done. It's deep, deep in the super subconscious. I mean, this is way back there. You haven't even thought about this in years, but this person is going to bring this. You're going to have some flashbacks. This guy is going to bring the bad juju with him. You're going to walk right away from that guy, though. Okay, so you're here. You've got the Knave of Cups. So as we are manifesting, we are putting out those vibes. You do have the Judgment and the Inverse. So there is a douchebag that is going to approach you, but he's a complete douche. And you've got the Judgment coupled with that, so this is a test. This is not a go. This is a no. So right in the immediate future after that, you have the Lover's card, the Ace of Swords, and the Nine. But see, in the beginning here, it wanted to be reversed, okay? I felt a reversal there, but we left it straight up because it's got a silver lining, okay? It looks good. Some people come with mess, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're going to attract the same monster that you escaped from a long time ago, but it's a test. So don't say yes to
okay.
The first guy. The first guy is a bad one. And this guy brings with him the two of wands, the Tower, and the Ten of Cups. So he's going to, like, if you said yes to this person and accepted his proposal and being mixed up in your life, and it would last a very short time. In about 4 weeks' time, this guy would drive you backwards. So we don't want to do that.
Right.
He will break that Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is the ultimate happiness, the white picket fence crap, you know, the whole what we envision as our perfect want and love and partnership. This demon that comes out is going to try and act like, oh, I got, you know, come over here. But it's really a trick, so say no. Your foundation here is a big fucking red flag. Okay, so these are the things you need to pay attention to. You have, first off, the Chariot, but it's in reverse. So it's going to tell you, you got to move on from this quick as you walk by it. Don't look at it. Say no, thank you, please stay the fuck away. Whatever it is you got to say to them, move on.
Okay.
But it's not moving on. It's not going to be a moving on with depression or sadness. It's actually going to be a move up in confidence as you pass this test. You do have the Ten of Pentacles. So you're filling out the rest of your foundation to your new house in your life. And this guy would definitely start breaking down walls. So watch out for that Knight of Swords. So the Knight of Swords is somebody who is, he's going to be around in your age group. He's going to be an older gentleman, but with a Peter Pan-like feel, the zest for life. It's going to be a fun person, which is going to suck because you're going to have a great time with him. But have a great time and leave. Leave him behind. He's going to give you a good time, but it's going to be short-lived because he's bipolar as hell. And talk. So you're going to have a little bit of fun come your way, but have your fun and go. Don't let him know where you live. Don't give out your number to this person because he's definitely a stage 5 clinger. But after that, I'm going to throw down something for after that. Okay? After this weird situation that comes to you, because the universe is fun like that. I see. All right. Ace of Cups, Nine of Wands, and you do have the Devil, though. So it is quite a bond, but it's going to be different. There's definitely going to be almost straight away, a month later after this idiot comes and leaves, there's definitely someone coming up. But can a beauty tame a beast? I don't believe in it. Oh, no. Knight of Wands. Beware. there will be war coming, but they're going to be small battles. It's going to be a minute because you're manifesting. You got to get through these waves. It's going to be a wave of bullshit first. After that, though, you do have this Ace of Cups. So you have to pass your test first. We are not to know much after that until you do this. Once this guy hits and everything passes, do come see me again. You must go through this.
Okay. Okay.
I do apologize. Really, I would like to give you roses and flowers.
Listen, you know what? What you gave me is invaluable. I'm, you know, just likely going down the road looking for my relationship, and I could have been really fooled. So thank you so very much. I'm really grateful for this reading.
You're welcome.
And
I'm grateful to do it.
I'm glad for the warning. I wasn't really clear about the other one, but it sounds like I should just go through this first and then get back to you. What was the devil that came on the second?
The bond of the devil. It's definitely, you're going to be tested in the things that you used to be, like, addicted to, attracted to, like those unhealthy, really good
okay.
dick relationships that you should stay away from. It's coming back
okay.
to try and hit you in the face. Yeah.
Is that in the following one as well, the second one?
The second one is definitely not fantastic. I feel
okay.
that it's going to be of the same person that's going to try
okay.
and it's this. I think it's the same demon trying to inhabit different packages. And it's
okay.
something that you have had a bond with for a long time. And it's coming back to try and get you back into that habit. So
okay.
let's just roost all that out.
All right. I'll get back to you. Thank you so much. How often are you on Blog Talk? Are you on a regular schedule?
Normally, I am at regular scheduling. I'm on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays in the evening time
okay.
is where I'm doing my night shows now. I'm going to be doing night shows.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I will say, everybody who's lining up, I've got 20 or 30 people trying to line up now. We do have 8 minutes left, so I'm going to continue on and try and get to you guys as quickly as possible. But if anything, I will be on tomorrow if I do not catch you. So,
okay.
You are on That's the Tea. What's up, 216? Let it go.
Hello.
Where you at?
Can you hear me okay?
Where you come from? I can hear
Ohio.
You.
I'm calling from Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's your question?
I just, you know what, give me a general reading, what you see coming up for me in like the next 90 days. Anything that you pick up.
Fantastic. I know who this is.
I know. Everything's going well. That's why just anything you're picking up, nothing specific. I haven't seen you. You haven't been on in a while. But I can't go on as
yeah.
early in the morning during the week because I work.
Oh, yeah.
On the weekend.
I've changed my scheduling to more nighttime about this time. I'm trying to get back on in a normal schedule because I just kind of had to recuperate. I got hit by a Corvette and whatnot. I just got hit by two cars,
oh.
but, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still here and kicking.
I'm so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I was on my longboard. It's okay. They took off. They must have thought I died or something. yeah, they were drunk.
Oh
yeah, this guy and his wife.
It's
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, and they left me. They burned out on my phone trying to escape me. And I'm like, where are you going? And you went over my phone. At least call my mom or something. God. So I call my mom. I'm like,
wow.
hey, I got hit by a car. Can you pick me up? Like, I buy
it's
this
so
Mexican restaurant.
I'm so
Everybody
sorry.
Was like, you know what was crazy? When I got hit and everything, these people were walking into the Mexican restaurant right there, and they're like, oh, did you see that guy and lady hit that girl? And they're like, yeah, let's go eat. I'm, like, laying on the ground, getting up. No, I just, you know, I'm just like, I hate humans.
A lot of people are like that, though. It's sad, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's so sad. You're right. I get
and
it.
And they recorded it, you know? They recorded me being hit by the car. They recorded it. They saw it, and then they didn't, like, offer to help or ask me if I was okay. Yeah, America. I don't know what's going on with people. Alrighty, ma'am.
You and that Knave of Wands. Still looking pretty good, though there is. How's doggy?
Oh, she's so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I've had her for over a year now. I combed her today. I must have taken a whole bag of hair. She's shedding all her winter hair off. But now she's not itching anymore. She's my baby. She's such a good dog. She really is. My little Olive. She's so spoiled.
Okay, you do have the Chariot, the Ace of Cups. We've got the Knave of Wands. That's usually one of your usuals there.
You would
looking
know that,
pretty
not
good.
Me.
Yeah. I got your, let's see, we got the Eight of Swords here. We got a Reverse Emperor. Got a Two of Wands. There is something bubbling up at job. I feel it's job, but it's something to do with, do you have a male, someone you're higher up above you, is a male boss? Do you have a male boss?
There is a big male boss, yes.
Yeah, okay. I see him. I see your male boss.
I don't talk to him
that
much.
Know why I see him. I don't know why I see him, but there's something going up at work. I see Big Boss, the Emperor. He's going through some things. He's in reverse. He's got some decisions he's having to make. There's something in the air, if you will, over there. I'm getting a lot of weird vibes from the job area. But you got the Two of Wands, so you're looking pretty good. But there's something going on. Somebody's going to be asking you to do something for them. You in the distant, in the middle future here. It's running in with your recent past and nearest future. You got the Knight of Pentacles, the Ten of Cups. What is that? The Moon is reversed. So I think you're going to have to fix somebody's mistakes.
Okay. I wonder what that is.
And the distant future after that, you have the Four of Cups. Well, it's not fully decided yet because he's trying to make that decision. The big boss, somebody's coming down from up top above you. You're going to be asked to fulfill something because somebody messed up. We've got the Moon here. It's in reverse. So somebody made a boo-boo either on accident or purposely. You're going to be asked to fix that. More than likely, he's making that decision to see if you're going to be the person that Two of Wands there. You've got the Four of Cups and your... Who is that? The Knight of Wands is in reverse. So that usually that's like news coming this way, and it is an action card, and that is another involvement. So the other person that's involved, it looks like it could be a dude. Someone made a mistake. You do have the wheel is in reverse. So you're not spinning that wheel for you. Someone else is taking a chance on you. It looks like you would be fulfilling that. But the patience on your half, you know how you are. You're not going to have that much patience about it. You're going to be okay with doing it, but it's something that you're not going to want to do. You're going to pull it off. The Five of Pentacles is in reverse as a door, not a window. I believe that this is going to be a door opener for you.
Okay. Huh, okay.
There's a tower, but it's right side up. There is strength. It's right side up. Reverse, though, Queen of Wands. And you're usually the one that always can't. People come to you for things often. So there's going to be a little bit. Work is about to get a little bit annoying for you. You're going to get pissed off. You're going to get pissed off a little bit. But you're going to be asked to correct some stuff. It's coming. So just keep your ears and eyes out. But decisions are being made right now. So nothing against you. It's not going to play against you, but there will be a little bit of some salty individuals. But, of course, you're having to fix their mistake, more than likely, if they choose you. Does that sound about right? It sounds like you would be the person. I think you would be the person they would choose to fix everything, in my opinion. You seem like you would be that lady, fix the mistakes of the unfortunate souls there. But we do have 90 seconds, guys. We did not make it.
So I do have two callers in line, 856 and 347. I do apologize, y'all, but I will be on tomorrow night. We're going to do this again, same time. So if y'all want to come check me out tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and design that episode for tomorrow tonight. So get at me, first come, first serve. You know how it goes. If you haven't been on before, no problem. Just give me a call. We'll get through it together. Chica, I wish you the best as always. It's always a pleasure working with you. And go get them, girl. Show them who's boss. Well, that's the tea, everybody, and I'll be back on tomorrow. Make sure y'all are still taking care of yourselves. Wash your hands, wear your mask if you got to. Make sure if people are sneezing, put that fucking shit on. You don't want to catch that fucking shit. Black Lives Matter. I love you. Zen Rider out. Good luck to you, ma'am. I'll see you soon.